Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 98. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, Sean, Sean, Nate, how's it going?
Wait. Seanathan.
Seanathion.
Seanana.
Seanana. It's going good.
Good.
Nate. Nate.
Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm awesome, honestly. I'm having a good night. I'm having a good day.
Creepies don't know it, but we've already been talking for like an hour and a half.
They don't know. And if they did, that's creepy.
It's cathartic.
They don't want to know what we're talking about.
No.
Mysteries of the world.
We figured them all out.
History's mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know who Jack the Ripper is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
We know the date of the end of the world, right? Yeah. The apocalypse.
Yeah. We know how Stonehenge was.
Was built.
Hint, it's on a Tuesday.
The pyramids.
And the pyramids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We've gotten it all figured out.
But the most important thing we figured out?
Women?
No. We don't have that.
That is the one mystery.
We'll leave that until tomorrow.
We know all about vigorous, horny hedgehogs.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that is the most important. You're right about that.
They're the ones that built the pyramids and Stonehenge. And then see when Jack the Ripper. No, never mind. It's getting confusing. I'm getting all confused.
What is it? Corn. Crop circles. Yeah.
You're going to say corn circles.
Corn circles.
Corn mazes.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Corn maze is what was in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If two horny hedgehogs are making a crop circle and no one's around to hear it, does it still make a sound or do they make a sound? That's what I want to know. That's what we did not get to talk about yet.
I don't know what kind of sound they make.
That's probably a whole other question. What kind of sound?
Hey, creepies, welcome.
Welcome.
Goodness sakes.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. We're having a good night.
We are having a good night.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Here we go.
We didn't get as much snow as we thought, but...
That's all right.
The schools were closed here in Indiana. At least our...
I don't know why.
Closed, yeah.
But they were.
Suckers.
And the church I work at
I still
was
had
closed.
To go to work.
Yes. I still went to the hospital.
Yeah. I slept until 1. 1 p.m.
I'm proud of you, though. I'm not even jealous.
Yeah, you are. But
a little bit. I would love to sleep too, but yeah.
Yeah. My wife woke me up. I didn't know what time it was. I said, what time did you wake me up to tell me you guys were off? She goes, about 7. I go, oh my gosh, I thought it was like 4. I was so out of it. So, yeah.
I got up a half hour early, left a half hour early to get to work. I got to work a half hour early.
So wasn't that bad?
No.
Yeah, it was. And I thought for sure up in Kokomo.
That sucks, actually.
Uh-huh. I thought you would have gotten a little bit more. But
well, they did.
Was cleared off.
Kokomo did have a little bit more up there than what we have down here.
Okay, but it still wasn't.
But it still wasn't all that bad.
Yeah.
I think the temperatures helped. They're like right there where it's
it's too warm.
It was snowing, but yet the pavement was still slightly warm, it wasn't really accumulating really bad.
Right. It's pretty slushy.
It's messy. It's basically a big mess.
Yeah. So, hey, I took the day off, though. It's nice. I'm not going to complain. Pay, too.
I'm jealous.
You're jelly. He's jelly.
I don't like to brag, but no. So I hope whoever, wherever you're listening and you got some snow, I hope you guys stayed safe. Hope it wasn't too bad where you're at. Sean.
Yes.
You have some announcements?
I do. I have to find them, though. I'm just kidding. First part of the announcements, you can always come here to get help. You know that, right? We're here to have fun. We're here to talk about the creepy stuff, but we are first and foremost a mental health community, and we want you to get help. We all need it out there, right? Mm-hmm. So we always want to give out the information to do that. You can call or text 988 or any other for any and all types of crises. Crisis, isn't that what we said it was? Mm-hmm. You can also text HOME to 741-741. Please don't be scared to get help out there. This is very serious, though, actually. Going to counseling is a very important. Sometimes it takes more than one time or one try to find the right fit. You want to find somebody you feel comfortable with, so please go out there. It takes strength to do that, but please go out there and do that. You can also visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying. There's a couple ings on there.
What's the way you get help? Did you already say it?
I did, didn't I? Visit stopbullying.gov.
Oh, bullying. I didn't hear that part.
I had you at bullying.
I don't know. Hey, thanks, Sean.
You're very
But welcome. We do want you guys
I
to.
I did, didn't I?
And if you just you need probably said
I did. Sometimes my brain skips a beat.
It
happens very infrequently.
You probably did. I just didn't
it's
hear
like
it.
A blue moon, but yeah.
Wait, if you just want a mental shout out or whatever, you can always get a hold of us on our Facebook and stuff. We've done that numerous times. Hey, I'm having a hard time.
Hashtag Nathan Laux.
No,
Just a little like, you know, thinking of you tree, you know.
Yeah.
Need some encouragement. Need a prayer. Need a kind word. Yeah. There's us. And
you,
then,
you put something
creepies.
Out a couple days ago, right? Or
I
yesterday.
Did yesterday.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, that's what it's for. So, got to take care of each other, right?
Yes.
So, yes. Thank you, Sean. My favorite part of the show. It is the dad joke of the show. Wait a minute.
I'm breathing heavy.
What?
That sounded like I was smoking, but I'm just breathing.
Where's the excitement, guys?
I'm mentally prepared.
That's creepy. That was disingenuous. If you couldn't tell.
It's true, though.
Easy for you to say.
Anticipation of the joke.
That's what I figured. You're just like
killing.
You just couldn't find the words. I get it. I don't blame you. So this week's dad joke is: what are cat's favorite way to have steak prepared?
I don't want to know.
Cat tartar.
Cat tartar. Sean, do you have any answer?
I don't.
How do cats like their steaks prepared?
Rare.
That is rare.
I should have known that.
You should have. You should. Yeah.
That's awful.
That is, one more time, rare.
Ooh.
That is the dad joke.
That is a good one.
Of the show.
I like it.
Deep breath.
And
it's one of the better ones.
And you're welcome. Yeah.
Did anybody say thank you?
Thank you, because it's
thank
over.
You said that.
Anyway, let's get to the special announcement, shall we?
The shout outs?
I don't have any shout outs.
Shout.
But we do have some announcements. Creeped Out will be part of the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show at the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana. We will be with the host show, Hillbilly Horror Stories, along with our friends at Tragedy of Cinema. The time of the show is from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are only $25 and are on sale at the Hillbilly Horror Stories website or the Eventbrite website. And tickets are limited, so make sure you get out there and buy them and join us for some fun. And some of the tables are going to be inside jail cells.
I've been buying them up to scalp them. But
have you? Well, whatever.
Jerry that.
Whatever works. So make sure,
scalp them in
the
door.
Make sure you get your tickets because there's not a whole lot left.
That's
so
right.
So make sure you
that's
get there.
Correct.
I'm scared to go. Somebody might lock the door on me.
Us three, they probably would. No doubt about that. Nate, it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be got the Tragedy
cool.
of Cinema, Hillbilly Horror Stories, and yours truly. Tickets are only $25, so they're going fast. Tickets are being sold as we
can't
speak.
Wait to see
I hear the tickets being sold as we speak.
It's not that much. I can go to Taco Bell by myself and spend $25.
You've got 72 tacos. I might have some money left over. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be different. Yes. I know Jerry's excited, Jerry and Tracy, and
speaking of the Taco Bell thing, sorry to throw this off the rip. You posted a video that was hilarious that said that we're in 2023. Taco Bell's in 3023.
They had multiple lanes.
That's insane. Did you watch that? It's like Space Age, the Jetsons or something, getting your tacos.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is like the Taco Bell of Taco Bells. Like this is, the food
was
coming in like a tube.
Gargantuan.
Like a bank, you know.
All digital.
Mahogger.
Contact free.
What was that? Isn't that what those tubes are called? A mahogger?
I don't know.
I'm
going to
go with,
We just call them tubes.
Mahogger.
Mahogger.
I was like, what'd you call me?
Right?
Mahogany?
I thought you said mahogany, but.
So
that's a wood.
So creepies, make sure. Hey, we want to see you out there.
Yes.
We want to see some representation of the creepies. So go to the, like I said, go to Hillbilly Horror Stories website or the Eventbrite.
Yes.
Get your tickets. And the other announcement, the guys and I will be doing a middle-aged and creeped out on location at the Indiana State Sanatorium. It will be Saturday, April 22nd. The time is to be determined. I figure it's probably going to be in the afternoon. We will be doing our full and mini recordings while the self-guided tours and investigations are happening. We might even try to do another investigation after we record. So
that'll be fun.
That would be fun. And friend of the show and paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz might be there to join in on the fun. There will be fun giveaways for those who come out. So come out, say hello to us, and visit the creepy and historical Indiana State Sanatorium. That is going to be fun as well. And lastly, we are proud to have American Paranormal Magazine. We are going to be in Saturday's edition, the, what is it, 28th of January. So, yeah, check out their online app, magazine. Got a really bunch of cool articles and stories, and
very
we
cool.
will be in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've partnered with them. I think we actually are going to be in February, too, the last Saturday in February. So the American Paranormal Magazine is always accepting nominations for featured researchers and submissions for publication on behalf of paranormal researchers. If you wish to nominate a researcher or a team for feature story consideration, please go to www.paranormalzine.com or send your paranormal article in Word document format to kim@paranormalzine.com. So there you go. And we are proud to be associated with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we follow each other on Instagram so and Facebook. So you can go to those. They're probably on TikTok. I'm not sure, but I know they are on Facebook and Instagram if you want to check their group page out and all of that. And they post some good stories and pictures on those, too.
Yes, they
on
do.
On their social media. So there you go.
We're glad to be, like I said, associated with them. So that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so give American Paranormal Magazine a follow. And I am done. Sean, why don't
you're
you
done.
Tell our
like, we're done?
We're done. Nate, cut the recording. We're done.
Cut it.
No, we are not done. Creepies want to hear what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
I want you to tell them.
Well, it's because it's my pick, and I'm never going to forget it when it's
no,
my pick.
No, you won't.
That's Sean's pick.
Well, death, taxes, and Sean's telling when pick. It's his pick. Those are the three guarantees
in life. Nothing else is guaranteed, right?
That's right.
So, we're going to talk about.
Wow.
I was going to explain
okay,
it, but I was like,
that's a good topic.
Right? Like so, we're going to talk about the Gary Hell House.
Mahogger?
I started to do.
Mahogger?
Yeah. Mahogger is not a thing, by the way. I don't think we found that. I was looking up pneumatic tubes, and it goes to the hospitals, which we do have those delivery systems.
Maybe that's a cryptid you read about.
You
Mahogger, then
somebody's stole your brain.
Chupa Mahogger.
I think we should. We need to make a cryptid called the Mahogger because
like
there
it.
Is no such thing.
It's half monkey and half hog.
Yeah, Mahogger. Mahogger. Oh man, let's talk about the Mahogger. Okay, so the Gary Hell House.
Didn't we already talk about this?
We did. That's what I was going to explain. back in what July when we did the live show. With Jerry and Tragedy of Cinema Podcast. They're going to love that.
Yeah.
We talked about this during that.
We did. That
and
was our
we
story.
Had fun. Mm-hmm. It was, and even I remember my kids and Jenna being engaged. They were kind of like looking, and I was like,
they weren't
man,
sleeping.
I was afraid they
were actually awake.
They were just like, oh my gosh, Dad, that was really interesting. You guys did a good job. Like they were surprised. I don't know why they would be surprised. Mm-hmm. But I had said after we were done that night, like, hey, we should totally, or maybe it was when we got together after that, we should totally like keep that, you know, and try to record that for the actual podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we've been sitting on that for a while. And
so here we are.
I thought this would be good to do it, right?
Eggs ready to hatch, right?
Yeah.
So
I even have all my old notes.
Do you?
Look at this.
Mine are shredded.
I do.
Somehow, one man show now.
Yeah.
I have written at the top of these notes, and I don't even know what I referenced, but it says Groundhog's Day. Don't drive angry. Did I make a joke about that? I don't remember that.
Don't think so, but I don't
know. So anyway. I know that I've said that I'm like the groundhog with Bill Murray driving off the, you know.
I wasn't paying attention.
Don't drive angry. Anyway, So it's the Ammons Haunting Case. So the Ammons Haunting Case, also known as the 200 Demons House, or as we're going to refer to it as, the Demon House, is an alleged haunting and demonic possession which occurred in Gary, Indiana, in the United States of America, in 2011. Latoya Ammons.
I think it's Ammons.
Am I saying it wrong? Am I saying Ammons? Ammons. Man, I'm sorry.
I think so.
How did I say it at the show? Did I say it wrong at the show?
No, I think we said Ammons. Yeah.
Okay. So Latoya Ammons. I was just doing it for effect.
I should just get it wrong. It's either Ammons or Ammons, but I think it's Ammons.
Ammons. Latoya. How about Latoya? Latoya, her mother, Rosa Campbell, and her three children.
L.A.
L.A. This is L.A. And her three children claimed paranormal activity occurred in the residence. The story was publicized in January 2014 and received national attention.
This house, Zach Baggins actually bought.
Yes, he did. When, in 2018? 14. Or 2014. And, that's right, because he made the he made a documentary about it, or movie.
And tore it down.
In 2018.
And then he demolished it. Yeah, good job.
For COVID.
And then and he took parts of it to his Las Vegas museum.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got the stair. Is there a two-story? Was it a two-story? I can't remember. Anyway, he's got...
It's just one.
It was,
yeah,
I can't remember.
In my head,
one
I think
story
it,
with
yeah.
like a front had, porch type
yes.
thing.
Oh, that's what he had. Yeah. That's yeah. what... Because I knew he had something like a railing. Yeah, so this house they were renting, Latoya Ammons, we'll say, I guess, if that's right.
I think Ammons sounds right.
she says it's legit, and her mom, same thing. They had some people that actually had some... You know, they had like the police officers, firefighters.
I have a quote here from Baggins.
Oh boy!
In 2016, he says something was inside that house that had the ability to do things that I have never seen before, things that others carrying the highest form of credibility couldn't explain either. There was something there that was very dark, yet highly intelligent and powerful.
Oh. Now, I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm going to speak for you guys. I'm not a big Zach Baggins fan because
no.
I think he's a great businessman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's an entertainer.
Yep.
I get that. And I've never, I've seen a few minutes of his episodes of whatever
Ghost Adventures
or whatever. Mm-hmm. From what I hear and what I've seen I've seen interviews and videos, and he's the same way in just interviews, not even doing his show. He embellishes a lot,
yeah.
And it seems like the running joke is he's always possessed.
Yeah.
It's always a demon. And within 15 seconds he shows up, he's acts like he's possessed. And I'm like, really? Like, but I'm gonna say that Zach might be onto something, because just, and we'll get into it, but like I remember at the live show, you know, the more you talk about it and what's and who kind of put their name out there, like where they had something to lose, their reputation.
Man, right.
Like, you know, I don't think he's embellishing
police
too
officer,
much
yeah.
on this story. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
On the, yeah. I'm like I said, I'm not a big Baggins fan, but I'm kind of on his side on this.
Well, and it tells a lot that he had it bulldozed. You know, like, and we're done here.
And I think he bought it for like $30,000. It's pretty
$35,000.
I mean, not a whole lot of money if you're buying a house and then, yeah, demolished it. But
when you say, and I know Todd's not going to get this reference, but you will, Nate. When you say Baggins, you know, I know you're talking about Zach Baggins, but I always think of Lord of the Rings when they're torturing Smeagol or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, Shire Baggins. So I was thinking about it, but.
Yeah, it said.
It's funny.
The house was believed to be possessed by evil spirits, and he had it demolished 2 years later after he bought it. But the chilling, bizarre mystery surrounding the structure continues to live on despite its destruction.
Mm. It's still. I mean, you can't stop a portal to hell, right? I mean, there's several of these gates of hell, portals to hell, right? There's several of them, the hell holes and the Russian hole and all that stuff.
Taco hell.
Right. Yeah, there's tons of them. They're everywhere.
About that? Yeah.
But, this was apparently one of them. But 200 demons. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot in this little tiny Gary Howell's, but
one demon's a lot.
One demon,
yeah, 200 of them.
Yeah,
that's a little much.
Taking one with one is enough.
Says, in fact, the entire house was thought to be filled head to toe with demons and demonic entities, and these frightening entities terrorized the Ammons family day. Family day after day and night after night. The activity began almost immediately, just a few days after they moved in. Swarms. This is gross. And it seems like it's in a lot of the movies, you know, like Amityville Horror. Swarms of large black flies covered the walls and gross. Windows on the porch, mm-hmm. and no matter what was done about it, they always came back despite it being winter. Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
It's like Candyman.
Yeah, they say that.
Well, that's bees. Though,
those are bees. Those are bees.
But still, makes me think,
They documented nearly 1,000 pages of official records, mm-hmm. including interviews with psychiatrists and police.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and like you can say just your average everyday people that have mm-hmm. nothing to lose, no reputation. They can say whatever they want.
Just trying to have a roof over their
heads. Yeah, lends a little more credence when somebody does that is in a position like a psychiatrist, professional, you know, or a police officer or whoever, whatever. That kind of says a little bit more than just your average person saying, oh, yeah, this house is filled with demons or
oh
whatever,
absolutely
you know
the you there is a I thought there was a basement too you just can't always see it, but the hell portal to hell was in the basement, so
that's okay, so that is the stairway to the basement, that's what he took mm-hmm. to the that's museum it, yeah. in Las Vegas, because mm-hmm. I've seen pictures, and I would recommend our creepies checking out online, because they'll show pictures of what parts mm-hmm. he kept from the demolition, and he took to his Vegas museum.
It's funny that you can't just talked about that, because I have right here the two women would also hear the sounds of footsteps coming from the basement and creaking doors at night, even though nobody was there.
That's yeah
freaky
yes, that's, there's a shadowy figure of a man pacing in the living room and found a boot print. So Campbell, the grandmother, mm-hmm. claimed she was choked by an unknown force. The 12-year-old daughter was claimed to have levitated above her bed, unconscious during a sleepover with a friend. They were said to have prayed until the girl returned to her bed. The daughter had no memory of the incident. The older son was allegedly thrown across the room by an unknown force, and the younger son allegedly had his eyes roll back into the back of his head and was growling, saying, "It's time to die, and I will kill you."
Hmm.
That's intense.
Positive.
That's yeah, right.
Yeah, I have
and they weren't even teenagers.
That's normal behavior for
teenagers. Yeah, right. I mean, at least wait till they're 13, I guess.
I have another occasion where the children's eyes bulged and they spoke in deep demonic voices. The family said about that. Amon's youngest son would sit in the closet having conversations with an unseen presence. Mm-hmm. Her middle boy described what getting killed felt like.
Isn't that wild?
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
That's not what you want to hear.
That's not a conversation you want to have with your kid.
No. You were talking about the kids. This says, it was documented that each child seemed to become possessed from time to time. So it wasn't just one of the children. It seemed like all of them were, at least at some point, either felt like they were possessed or, you know, said to have been.
Yeah, the Indy Star, citing Washington's report, reported that during the interview, the 7-year-old boy got a weird grin on his face.
That's
smile. That's, smiling man.
Or boy.
It's like the, it's like in The Exorcist when she has that real, she's kind of like looking kind of down, but then smiling, and she's got that little look. And it's like, oh, could you just don't smile when you're
super
like this?
Creep.
Yeah, Serple. Super creepy. Yeah, it says the, a doctor who was called to the house and witnessed the behavior, he wrote it off as, quote, delusional, and mm-hmm. police were called to ensure the safety of the children. Now, the Department of Child Services wrote it off as the children performing for their mother until someone from the office, from their office, allegedly witnessed one of the children walking backward up a wall. Now, I'm going to say, I think that's going to change. That's going to grab your attention. That's going to change your opinion on what's going on in this house when you see a child walking up.
I have a little bit more detail on that.
Do tell, Nate.
Walked up the wall, flipped over, and stood there. Willie Lee Walker, a registered nurse who witnessed the incident in the small exam room, later told the newspaper, "There's no way he could have done that."
Yeah, then that was at the hospital, right?
Yeah,
that was at the hospital. That to me is wild.
Uh-huh.
You know, and like you said,
so, I mean,
these are credible people that have things to lose.
That's not even on the premises of the house, so that's definitely like a demonic presence
possession, yeah,
that went with him. Yeah, that was inside him wherever he was going. He's still doing creepy stuff.
There was a social worker that came to the house to check on the kids, and they were talking about. But she found and reported an unexplained grease substance that she couldn't explain that was in the house.
Yeah, it was like
it's almost like that ectoplasm kind of.
And it was on, it was on like the windows or like the bedroom
front,
walls.
Yeah,
The blinds. It was on the blinds and the curtains.
Yep.
The guy. So let's lead into that. Police Captain Charles Austin became a believer. He claimed that the things he'd seen were proof enough that the ominouses were telling the truth. Says in April 2012, a priest named Father Michael Magino, I can't remember.
I think that's Magino, yep.
Was summoned to the house and determined that not only were there at least 200 demons within it, also might just be the portal to hell itself. Says despite the three exorcisms performed by Father Magino, the family moved away in late 2012. And they did not speak of their terrifying ordeal until a couple of years later when the star of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures purchased the home. Obviously, we're talking about Zach Bagans, and filmed a documentary about its hauntings before declaring something at work within the house was simply too much to allow to go on. That's when January 19th, 2016, he had the house razed to the ground. Father Magino did three exorcisms, and he's the one that, he had seen a lot of stuff happening where blind shades were going up and down, moving when there's no vents. Doors weren't open where they could have a draft. Right. Different sounds, things like that.
They said there was three exorcisms. Two of them were in English and one was in Latin. So it's like,
ooh, when you're speaking Latin,
English isn't enough. We got to up the ante, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The mother, after they moved out, she, is quoted here saying, when you hear something like this, don't assume it's not real, because I've lived it. I know it's real.
There are pictures of that, the shadow figure in the front, too.
Yeah,
the Indianapolis Star published one, but then there were other people that saw it, the police chief that saw it. You know, he was standing out front.
Is that the one? It's kind of like the front porch, and it's like, it's to the right. It's
been analyzed. It was not seen to be fake or any kind of a weird exposure or anything like that. Double exposure, however that is, but
yeah, and it doesn't. I looked at that picture again because I thought I remember that, and looking at it just by a I don't know how to analyze pictures professionally and all that, but there's something there, and it doesn't look like a person. You know what I mean? It looks like something that is not human. Whether it's a demon, a ghost, whatever else that was. Some other type of entity, as they call it. I don't know, man. And if you've got a professional saying, I don't think that's something that's, faked. That's creepy. That is really scary.
There was some, I like this part, and it's good to still cover this part. There's skeptical analysis of it in the physician. You're talking about the Jeffrey Oni Waka. I don't know how to say
what was that again?
Had been. I just don't know how to, I don't know how to say it. We'll call him one. Had been skeptical of the entire incident and failed to witness any paranormal incidents. In his medical notes, he wrote delusions of ghosts in home and hallucinations. The children had a history of irregular school attendance with a complaint filed against the family in 2009. In 2012, she blamed her children's continued irregular attendance on the purported demonic activities. According to skeptical investigator Joe Nickel, Police Chief Charles Austin was an admitted believer in the supernatural, including ghosts. So they think that he was led to all this, being superstitious. Nickel reported that the photo published by the Indianapolis Star and captured photo by Hammond Police was, according to the Hammond Police Chief, not an official photo and was not taken by Hammond by Hammond Police authorities. Nickel also interviewed a number of witnesses and concluded that there were a number of non-supernatural explanations for the claimed supernatural events. Charles Reed, the landlord, stated he had never experienced any supernatural events at the home. His prior tenants also claimed to never have such experiences. At the time, the Ammons family was behind on lease and used the claimed paranormal activities to avoid payments. The tenant who moved in after them had not noticed any paranormal events either. Reed believed the events were a hoax. The children were interviewed by psychologists, and several professionals concluded the children were acting deceptively and in accordance with their mother's beliefs. Tracy Wright, a psychologist, noted that the youngest son acted possessed whenever he was challenged or was asked questions that he did not wish to answer. So that's
a lot of effort.
Playing some devil's advocate there.
I'm not saying that it couldn't have happened like that, but I think it's a lot of effort.
A lot of effort to be devious.
I mean, a lot of things. You're right. A lot of things that kids are trying to. And, you know, and if somebody at the hospital saw. Was it the boy? Was it the boy or the girl that climbed backwards?
Boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if I was working at the hospital and I saw that. What are they going to get out of it to make something like that up? There's nothing for them to gain whatsoever. I'm glad you brought that up because there's got to be both sides.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What supports it to be haunted or you know, possessed? What doesn't? What could have been other than some type of, you know, demonic activity? Yeah, we should present both sides.
Well, right. And well, even with the documentary film that looking into that, which I thought it was actually pretty good. I watched it and there's a lot of entertainment value. There's a lot of like drama and all that stuff, but I thought it was actually done very well when I watched it back, you know, before we actually had the live talk. But the documentary itself, and again, some people think it's wonderful and some people think it's nothing. In 2014, Zach Bagans purchased the house, like we said, for $35,000 and demolished it in January 2016 after filming a documentary in it titled Demon House that was released on March 16, 2018. Dread Central's Steve Barton called it one of the single most compelling documentaries on the existence of supernatural that he'd ever witnessed. Los Angeles Times reviewer, though, Noel Murray, called the film hooey. According to skeptical investigator Kenny Biddle, the film has been characterized as a pseudo-documentary, meaning it is filmed in a documentary style but doesn't portray real events.
Oh.
Hmm.
And who was that last, the guy that said that?
The guy that said that was from Kenny Biddle.
Kenny Biddle from...
He's a skeptical investigator.
Okay, so see, he's already going in with, you know,
skepticism.
I mean, skepticism's fine, but I don't think you can be all in. Whether you're a skeptic, like to be a true skeptic, you're already gonna say it's all hooey. Or if you're gonna believe everything and anything, I don't think that's good. You know what I mean, I think you should be a skeptical believer. Or you're open-minded. You're not going to fall for everything. You're not going to believe everything's demonic and ghosts. But then you try to find... can't be the other side too. You can't just be like, nope, fake, without even.
You try to rationalize.
Yeah,
what you're experiencing, and then if you can't come to a conclusion, a rational conclusion, then maybe it's real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to read. There's a couple. Things here, just kind of getting back to the activity and some of the things that the family did experience. Now, one thing I did, you know, they said, well, why don't they just get out of the house? Well, according to this article, the family didn't have enough money to break the lease on the demon house. They had no other choice but to stay. You know, it's easy for us to say, well, why don't you just get out of the house? What are you doing? Well, to pack up two or three, four kids and you're a single mom, it's not going to be the easiest thing, you know.
On a probably low income and...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you're strapped.
Yeah, and so it's not as easy as one would make it out. When it said Almonds began to exercise the home, it says she did everything from only wearing white, because I thought it was interesting to see what she did. So she did everything from only wearing white to burning sage and reading the Psalm 91 out loud instead of things coming to a clam end. It only worsened. And I do remember when we talked about at the live show, how she would walk around the whole house. I couldn't remember the scripture, but yeah, Psalm 91 says she also claims to have found her children speaking in tongues with bloodshot eyes and sporting sinister smirks, like you said, Nate. here, I'm skipping here, says, although, I'm sorry, around April, almost gave up and sought help from a physician, and that's when they saw the boy climbing up the wall. But here's another. The youngest boy kept growling and telling his brother he was going to kill him and began to hit his brother's stomach by headbutting it. Following the gruesome act, he allegedly walked backward up a wall, okay, made to the ceiling, flipped over. I know we already said this. Said during this time, the children were examined for any signs of abuse, and Ammons went through a psychological evaluation. To everyone's surprise, nothing was found. Either way, what had occurred in front of the hospital staff and police convinced the DCS to take custody of the children, which I think is horrible. Then that's when they got a hold of Michael Maginot. But he also, in the demon house, he experienced paranormal activity from everything to the muddy footprints and flickering lights that would not stop every time he investigated something supernatural. And he placed a crucifix against her head, against the mom, and she couldn't stop convulsing. Within 4 hours into his investigation, Maginot established the house was possessed and demanded they seek shelter elsewhere, but they could not. So, can you imagine? So something, because it sounded like it did attack the kids a little bit more intensely, like we were, talking about the choking and the growling and the climate.
Awful.
If he's putting a crucifix up against her and she's convulsing, it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, but the muddy footprints, and they have a picture of it. I don't know. That's kind of creepy, though, because it's like, well, who made the muddy footprints? If they did, right? If they did not do it. Just a couple more things. I know I repeated a few things, but.
It said that she claimed that her children, like we talked about, were picked up and thrown against the walls by an unforeseen force while she herself had been choked. And I thought of the black monsters that had appeared in the house. So they saw a lot of black. We were talking about shadow figures, but they were like large. The ghost of a woman with red eyes and a hood also appeared, as did an odorless oil. That's that substance that the social worker was talking about.
Yep.
While the family's three children chanted satanic verses convulsively, and the little girl reportedly levitated off the bed. Amon's story went viral, and a horde of movie producers. Thirsty? A horde of movie producers and reporters flocked to Gary and it's like a Pepsi commercial. Along with a number of sightseers hoping to catch a glimpse of the demons. Amons, however, had no idea her story would generate so much publicity. She told the USA Today, "I figured that I would get uproar from my hometown, but I never imagined that it would go viral." So she herself just
It did
thought,
go viral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it sure did. We still talk about it to this day.
You know, the detective, Austin, he was reviewing the living conditions of the demon house. He stated in a police report that he'd seen and heard some unexplainable things. His flashlight flickered uncontrollably in the basement until it eventually turned off by itself. It alarmed him because he had just replaced the batteries that morning. Austin took pictures of the basement where he said he could see a cloud resemble someone's face and even recorded audio where you can supposedly hear someone whispering, "Hey." Did you already say this?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I was just making sure. He claimed that he brought something back with him as his driver's seat kept moving back and forth on his way home. The movement was so intense that his seat motor broke. A believer in the supernatural, the DCS still wasn't convinced. That would be a little unnerving to have your car acting up so attached to him. Like when the boy went away from the house.
There's plenty of demons in there.
Yeah. I guess. You take a few home with you. There's plenty at the house, but that would, it's one thing to have the battery, or I'm sorry, your flashlight going off or flickering when you just put new batteries. But if your seat motor goes out because it's going back and forth so much.
I knew this car was possessed.
Thing. Yeah, right. It's a lemon. No, it's possessed. Okay. man, can you imagine? I mean, what if... Even a few of these things happen. That's enough to sell me on it. Oh, man.
I think the police officer, he was sitting in his car even and heard like demonic voices over what he thought was the radio station. And so even just outside the home, as I remember, that was part of his story too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously they also caught the shadow figure. But, I mean, as a police officer... they're trying to say that he also had the beliefs in ghosts and the paranormal, but still, that's a pretty phenomenal story, and unbelievable. So that it does beg some questions of, is just some weird activity and what is going on there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like there's a lot of eyewitnesses other than just what the family was,
right?
You know, recalling and telling everyone. I mean, you have professionals, officers and medical professionals, and it, you know, it's just a lot of firsthand accounts mm-hmm. of validated people.
And I've seen a couple of interviews with this Reverend Maginot, and him telling the story was pretty good. This article says he was, without hesitation, Reverend Maginot, and continued to investigate the demon house, particularly the basement with the police in Samantha Illick, or Little, I'm not sure, the DCS family case manager, said during his many visits, Maginot was convinced that there might be a body that was buried under the stairs of the basement, which would explain the poltergeist activity. Police dug a 4x3 hole. It's where they were, I'm sorry, it's where, it's here where they uncovered a pair of panties, socks, a cooking pan, and a drapery cord.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what, they also
that's
had.
That's a really weird combination of some items. Yeah. That really also, doesn't go with each other. What?
There was kid socks with the ankle cut out, women's underwear, like you said, mm-hmm. and then fake nail, like fake fingernails too. Found.
Oh, really?
And I mean, they were, people were thinking that it looks like something from some kind of a ritual, whether it be satanic or voodoo or some kind of weird, I don't know, who knows, like.
Cause I'm look, okay, so you got yeah, women's underwear, socks, a cooking pan, and a drapery cord.
What, fake nails, like, I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, fake, and fake like nails. What would
witch's brew? I don't know.
This lady that this DCS person said, she claimed to have felt her pinky going numb after touching that sticky substance we had talked about that she found in the house. That same liquid was allegedly found dripping from the Venetian blinds in one of the bedrooms. However, no one could see where it was building. And then they cleaned it off the blinders to find the fluid dripping again. So that, her finger was going numb after she touched that stuff. So I wonder what that is. Kind of like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, ectoplasm. Yeah,
ectoplasm. Exactly. Oh yeah, that's right. You said that. This has all kinds of stuff, man. I don't know. You know, and then, like I said, yeah, they, of course. And it comes down to, and where was this? It was at 3860 Carolina Street in Gary. Mm-hmm. Yep. Have either one of you guys, I watched it a long time ago when we were doing the live show. They've had a lot of videos. There's a lot of videos out there, and I would recommend, if you haven't, and of course the creepies, there's a lot of people that love to go by where the house was. Mm-hmm. And they still, and you can see, of course, the outline in the grass where the house was and all that. They still get a sense of weirdness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even though the that house weird. Is demolished, there's no family there. It's pretty cool.
Still it lingers, just, right?
Yeah. It's like, okay, you know, maybe it's the land. Maybe it's, yeah, maybe there's something in the ground. I don't know. You know,
it says you can stream the, so the Baggins documentary, The Hell House, it's available to stream via Amazon Video or rent or buy via iTunes, YouTube, Google Play Movies, or Amazon Video. And these are a couple more reviews on it. The film was originally released on March 16, 2018, and currently has a 33% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good. One critic called it patent balderdash.
Now that's wow, we're getting some really...
Balderdash is fantastic.
Hooey and balderdash.
Well, let's remember
that's
those.
That's a great game, by the way.
Fun with words, right? But another praised it. It's crawling sense of escalating paranoia. So, See, like I said, some people hated it. Some people loved it.
Are these were like...
33% of the people reviewer, loved it.
Oh, okay. That's all. Just normal viewers or like actual professional...
This
like,
says critics.
Yeah. Critics.
Well, yeah. One was a critic and one was somebody that praised it. So, I don't know. I don't know if you still call them a critic if they say nice things.
You it's said you watched... Critic, right? Wasn't it on Netflix or was it not a Netflix thing? I thought it was a Netflix.
It was on Netflix. Okay. Yeah, that's where I... yeah, I believe... I think you can find that there now. So.
Did you think
at least back in
have,
the summer,
had you seen
I could.
It, Nate?
What
the Zach Baggins so-called documentary or Baggins. Whatever? Because I've not seen any of it, not even on.
I've like, heard about it so many times that I want to say I've seen some of it, but right. I can't recall if I have.
Okay,
I want to.
Yeah,
I'm really intrigued and into this. You know, the happenings.
It's kind of
so
a slow burn.
Here's my question, yeah. I'll watch kind it sometime of. And get my answers, but just since we're talking about it, did you think they presented So Zach Bagans being an entertainer, being a, you know, an embellisher, I'm sorry, but knowing that he, you know, it's like he gets possessed every 17 seconds anywhere he goes. So if he's doing a documentary on this demon house and he's all in saying, yeah, there's something there. It's got this, it's got that. Did they present the side of like what we're talking about? Like the side of the critics saying, there is not anything.
As I recall, they did try to give a full picture of everything, but they leaned heavily towards believing it and
I see
the spooks about
because
it.
It's right,
which is, yeah, I mean, that's
because that's where he's coming from,
right? And believed it because he felt the experiences in that house is why he bulldozed it over. But so I think he wanted to give that. I think it was well done in that sense, and it did seem like a legit documentary to me. But like I said, it just some people look at it and like, this is complete. But if you have not been
in Boulder Dash,
if you have not been in that house or experienced some of the things they did, it's really hard to judge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was.
There's some people who are never going to believe in ghosts.
Did either of you
paranormal?
Talk about the full manifestation?
Not completely. Are you talking about the big black shadow figure?
Yeah,
no,
not detail. No,
it was. She also said that her daughter had told her that. As the force had grown in power, she had seen its full manifestation in her bedroom one night. She said it was like a scary, ugly black monster. She couldn't say anything else.
That's pretty creepy.
Who would experience that?
One of the daughters.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a little scary, especially if you're a kid seeing it. I would be scared too. I think a legitimate documentary and a legitimate story, like if you're Zach Bagans or whoever, you know, and you can, because you've got to have your opinion, you got to have your take on whatever's true, whatever's not. But I think a documentary, I think if they're willing to go on screen to give their opinion, I think you should present both sides.
Right.
Even though you're maybe 80-20, like, okay, whatever they say, I think it's... I still think it's haunted or possessed, but I think you still, for the viewers, I think you should bring on somebody to oppose the view of it being possessed, you know, just so you're giving another side. Cause then they can just say, well, the whole hour documentary was just one side. And that maybe you get ripped because of that, where you're
very
not
little in this world is black and white.
I'm wondering,
shades of gray.
I'm wondering, since they've demolished the house, so-called portal to hell was in the basement. Do you think it's still buried under the ground in there?
Yeah. Well, see, that's what they said. That's the reverend said that that's where he thinks it all stemmed from.
200 demonic entities came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you've got the...
I'd say for sure. If this is all accurate, then
would you want to be a neighbor?
So. Well, that's what's funny is people beforehand and after didn't have any issues, but people still say that ground is haunted, so... I would not know. Would you guys want to go investigate up there? I know there's not much to investigate except the grounds, but
you can just mow the grass while you're at it. I guess
pull some weeds.
But yeah,
I wonder if they would
clean up a bit.
If they would try to dig up the ground.
That's what I was wondering. See, like, if you dug so deep,
look, a fingernail.
Oh man,
just sort of like trigger something.
Yeah. What if?
That's what I meant.
Those are fake nails.
Do you
by
think
the way.
In the ground?
Yeah. Do you think the portal's still there?
Right. That would be.
I found a pair of knickers.
I'm not sure. Well, I think I'd watch it. I think I'd go there. I'm not sure I'd be the one to do it. getting a shovel.
I was sitting there thinking that, like, demolition crew. Would you want to be the guy on the excavator tearing the house down? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I wonder if...
He did it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear stories.
Joe over here is doing
it. I didn't hear stories about that, but you wonder if there were any kind of weirdness when they were tearing it down. Yeah. Like, stop!
Yeah.
This is our demonic possessed house.
And then if you're
a piece of wood come flying at you.
Right? Yeah.
Whoops.
Right through the eye.
Then you're the neighbor going, oh, no. Now what are they doing? We've had peace and quiet for a few years. Digging up the ground. Yeah. I think something was there. Now what?
Yeah.
Who knows? 200 demons. But like I said, one's enough. So, I mean, and if some of it's true.
200's at legion at least, right?
It makes you wonder... how did the portal come about in the basement?
Yeah, we talked about
this. Was there a seance Yeah, in the
right.
early days of
any
the
kind
house
of ritual.
Or,
yeah.
Or was it like a
playing with forces that you can't
old
imagine,
cellar right? of mm-hmm. some pagan tribe that someone
this ancient Gary turn, tribe
yeah, turn into a you know. It just it's,
Indian burial ground. We know that's
I don't
that's
know.
The thing,
it just
right?
it's weird.
Who knows
to have like a so-called portal down in the basement of a house.
Yeah,
how to
Bobby,
get there?
Look at Bobby
know?
Mackey.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever it is, yeah. a bar, a honky tonk, well, like mm-hmm. Bobby Mackey's, or just a little single house. How do they? Yeah, how do they start, or how do they get to that point of it? No, now it's a portal to hell.
Damn, yeah. Ma, I told you not to dig that hole too deep.
I don't know. I think my opinion.
I'm sure somebody knows.
Yeah, I did not come across in all the research and all the stuff.
Yeah, you can't find anything mm-hmm. as of what started it. But yeah, I mean, it'd definitely be a
it's in the documentary,
interesting
I don't
avenue.
Remember. Yeah,
and you know, it was a rental house, and so LaToya and her family were renting it. I'm thinking I'm going to landlord and going, hey. These 200 demons
couple,
are, you know,
knock a couple bucks off. There's some squatters.
Either
you need to evict some people,
right?
They need to pay up.
They got to.
Or did it start
of
off like
utilities?
You know, it was a family home at one time, and then they finally moved, but kept it and made it a rental. And then whoever mm-hmm. they rented it to,
maybe they
back
started.
In the '50s or something, they
yeah.
held a seance or something.
Left some bad
right,
mojo,
you know? Yeah. It'd be interesting to know that.
I would like
Never
to know
would,
a little more about the history of the house before.
Or did this family bring it upon themselves, or bring it? But when they moved out, apparently they didn't have any other problems.
Yeah, they haven't had any issues.
So, as soon as they were gone, it was fine.
That's
I understand.
Yeah, right. I am a believer. I think there's something there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're embellishing it either at all or all of it. Now maybe they're. Because some people have some type of experience, and then they'll kind of build onto it because they're desperately trying to convince people, and that's where they get in trouble. Like, well, okay, that didn't happen, but just stick with what, you know. But I'm just saying, even if just half or a quarter of,
it's pretty remarkable.
That's a lot.
I don't know if I'm all in, but I think it's pretty remarkable, and like you said, if even part of it's true, it's quite the story.
It takes
and
a lot.
It's very possible.
It mm-hmm. takes a lot to sit there and say there's 200 demonic entities
mm-hmm.
in this location.
Hold still, guys. One, two, three.
What was the purpose of the cop, you know, the officer and the reverend? I mean, they didn't make any money off it.
Yeah.
I mean,
doctors, special nurses,
I mean, yeah,
social workers.
What are they getting out of it?
And they,
other than
they
being
went
ridiculed
there,
by their,
yeah.
You know,
and they went there to help or, you know, do their job.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, not everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to come up with this and I'm going to go back to the station and say, hey, people are like, you're an idiot. Or they mm-hmm. make, they'd be made fun of or whatever. I don't see that happening. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'm not going to say it just
it
to make
adds
it up.
To the validity. Yeah.
True. And then they say, well, it's because they couldn't afford the rent or whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, okay, maybe, maybe not. But that still doesn't
explain everything.
They didn't get out of the house. So to keep it going, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think I'm on the side of there was something there. And I think the family mm-hmm. experienced something that nobody can explain. You know, and that picture looks pretty cool. The one that's got the whatever it is, a demon or a ghost
in the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm always one. I'm like, what was the reason? What was the, what would the professionals get out of it? And they got nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think they, I mean, maybe they did. I don't think any of them wrote books or.
I'm going to say very carefully, but
yeah,
the impetus.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Is that impetus?
Yeah. Yeah, be careful.
Like
I had to be very careful. That
making hand over
mouth.
Fist because of it. And
right.
Yeah.
And
they,
that's
they
why.
They didn't make anything.
Mm-hmm. And so if I was even 50-50 on it, so what's going to be my tiebreaker? That is, for me, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, it's the, there's some professionals that had something to.
Right.
Well, they could lose a reputation or
I believe
lose their job.
Some of the police, I mean, they said that they saw like shadow figures and
mm-hmm.
stuff that they couldn't. You know, right. justify as being a human or whatnot.
Yeah, it's not like LaToya had the money to go, hey, I'll give you guys $1,000 each to help me come up with these stories. They mm-hmm. didn't have the money to do that. Nobody's paying them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the Gary Demon. I put Gary Hell House, didn't I? I just realized
I don't know.
Anyway, it meant to be the Gary Demon House. I think I think
Hell House. I think the documentary is Hell House, so that's why.
Okay,
I think it gets called
Gary
all that
Demon
stuff.
House. What do you think about what do you think the with Zach demolishing the house. I know he says it's because it was so bad that he felt like he was doing it
a justice,
right?
Yeah.
And he bought it, and that was his mm-hmm. right to do. But like, oh man, I wish he wouldn't. just yeah.
for investigations.
Yes, just keep. But it was don't let anybody move in.
That's but how
just
evil he and they claimed it was.
I don't know. That'd be really scary to investigate, though.
I know. What if it? Yeah, because then you've got the police officer that said attached to him and mm-hmm. was jacking with him on the car in mm-hmm. the car seat, and then
yeah.
And then the boy who it. Followed him or was in him yeah. at the hospital. That one might be
sketchy.
That would be yeah. a little. Yeah, we would definitely have to bring Aaron, right? We bring all our friends, Christina, Aaron. We'd have all
at least
of our
if nothing else for protection.
All,
right?
Yeah, all of our investigating friends. Right. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like I said, if it was because they always say, oh, it was just a stunt because he's making it up, and so he, by demolishing it, it makes it like, oh, he has
validates
to do it.
It more, yeah. yeah,
I'm like, well, okay, whatever, but. I do kind of wish he had kept it, but don't let anybody move in. Just kind
so
of.
Nate's got the flashlights. Somebody would bring the proton packs. Somebody would bring the sage. Is that what you're saying?
We'd have proton pack.
Crucifix
would be
the garlic.
I'll bring the cleaning supplies. I'll clean the
substance.
Yeah,
there you go.
Wait a minute, just showed
the
up
oily
again.
Substance.
That's creepy. And I think if that was
greasy
true,
goo.
That her finger went numb after
yeah,
touching
that's
it.
That's
like good.
That's weird. That's totally weird. Mm.
And she was a professional. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Great topic. That's yeah. And I know we enjoyed it, and the people did enjoy
we
it.
Resurrected it, didn't we? Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told Amy tonight. I said, yeah, we're going to talk about the Gary house that we talked about the live show, and yeah, she was like, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it went over.
She's
well.
Like that boring subject.
She's like, not that again.
That the layman hey. Children fell asleep, and Jenna.
That's no, right. And the Hedges went what? No. Good choice, Sean.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could finally do it because it's been a while. Right?
I do remember, and it wasn't just my family, but it was that to me was like, yes, that we were making some headway because when, as we were talking about it, they were just like engaged, like, wow, that was really, and then they had told us like how interesting that was. And
well, we know what, here's a little thing and we'll move on. We know who the most famous family is from Gary. You got the Jacksons, right?
Mm-hmm. ABC.
Maybe they could have come to sing to the demons. And right. They could have done a little, yeah.
Or yeah. did they...
or Michael.
Make a...
Maybe it was...
Make a... what you call it? I don't know.
Poltergeist?
I'm Poltergeist. Not sure.
A deal with the...
Oh, with the devil. Yeah. With the demons.
for their talents.
For Michael.
Knowing the dad... what was his name?
Joseph.
Right? Joseph. Yeah.
Joe.
I was going to say Mr. Jackson.
Joe Jackson.
I wouldn't put it past him. But yeah, the Jackson. Yeah, because I mean, I think most people know that. But for those who don't know, the Jacksons are from Gary, Indiana, mm-hmm. which is up north, that's really right. close to Chicago.
That's it's right.
Just a few miles away mm-hmm. to kind of give you an idea where that's at. So
Steel Town.
Yeah. I like it. So we're about three thumbs up for it. Oh, something hey. Something happened there?
I think there's something. Yeah.
What do you think?
I lean towards yes.
Eileen, okay.
Yeah.
We can leave Eileen out of it.
Eileen.
I mean, you had...
shout out to Eileen.
Hey, oh, yeah. Right.
You had the Indy Star reporting on it. So, I mean, there has to be a little bit of truth in some of the stories, if you have local newspapers...
Well, yeah, I think...
Writing stories and interviewing professionals, and they're giving their take on what they've witnessed and...
Well, yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I think a newspaper is going to, it's just a fascinating story, whether yeah. it's true or not. Now, you hope that they would be like, oh, this is complete. What is that? Hooey?
Yeah.
They would waste their time. But I think they would just because it's going to be interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think basically, like we said at the live show, here's the side. Here's all the information for it to be demonic and haunted and all that. And then here's the side of there is nothing to it.
Yeah,
it's up to the reader and the listener, right?
Yep.
So
believe what you want.
That's right. Make up your own mind. On
if you go
been,
there,
what's been presented to you,
get pulled down into the dirt.
Hey,
don't come crying to us.
That's right. Don't be.
We warned you.
we try to tell you. Disclaimer. So the funny thing is on our drop today or the Facebook, prep for this. Our announcement of I'm talking
your
about.
Post yeah.
yeah my post yeah that's what I'm trying to say well Christine Collier first of all put getting so close to episode 100 number one which is really cool she's right about that by the way But a lady I used to work with, a girl, a friend of mine, Mary Sherman, she's awesome, by the way. She lives up in the air, in the, not the area, close to that
she
area.
She lives up in there?
She lives up in that, what's it, it's called the region.
Oh, right? Yeah, the region, yep.
But she says, she's from Gary. She said, being from Gary, I'm afraid to go anywhere near that site.
Oh.
So ooh. She doesn't even go near it. So that, and that's without the house there.
So gotcha. What about all the black flies?
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they're typically, I mean, you have that many flies, there's something rotten or.
That's why, that's, yeah.
You know?
That's right. It's like the Amityville Horror. There's a lot of flies hanging around the windows and in the ceilings. It's like, rotten.
That is rotten. Is
rotten to the core, these demons. Uh-huh. They're rotten.
All right.
Rascals. Well, yes. You guys have anything else? Or
I do not. I'm okay. All hell housed out.
Good discussion. Great discussion, actually. And I think you. The creepies
think
would
so
enjoy
too.
That.
I think it was even a little different than what we did at the live show.
Actually, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
So, yeah.
So Sean, yes. Coming off of that, what do you have for us?
Well, I have to, this is funny, and I let you guys know this already. It's going to be a middle-aged moment. Number one, I can say that.
I couldn't have guessed. I thought it was going to be
Jenna knew that this was going to be a rehashing of what we'd done at the live show. And so I told her, I said, yeah, I really wanted to do something that relates back to a house or a home or whatever. And I didn't want to do House of the Rising
Brick
Sun.
Brick house.
That was also up for discussion, but I decided to get that. We should
let it all hang out.
We did not go with those. How? Well, she said, can I choose? And so we did a couple country songs. We had a little discussion about that. There was a Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert discussion. She is Team Blake all the way. And I had a couple of suggestions, you know, of I don't really want to do either one of those. And so she said, she goes, I'll send you a couple recommendations. And so one of them that she said she really wanted to pick tonight. And I told her, I said, I'm not against you picking. I just wanted to have
the house that built me.
Well, that was the Miranda Lambert. She goes, what are you playing that song for? And I was like, well, this is the one I'm thinking about using tonight. And she's like, I hate Miranda Lambert. Sorry, Miranda Lambert, by the way. I don't hate you.
I don't hate
But
her.
She likes, I don't either. I think it's a great song, by the way.
I don't really care.
Blake Shelton, either way. She wanted me to use Home for Blake Shelton. She's Team Blake. She loves that song. But I said, that's kind of a lovey song, like a love song. And, you know, he's on the road. He wants to be back to his wife and kids, which was Miranda Lambert, by the way.
Gwen.
Or Gwen Stefani now, but not at that time. It was Miranda, right? So...
I'm all confused, to be honest.
Long and short of
what's going on.
I'm going to bring it back here around.
Okay.
Jenna wanted us to use Ozzy. This is Jenna's idea. And I loved, and I said, Ozzy it is. Mama, I'm coming home.
How did we get on Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert?
I don't know, but he has a talent of doing that.
I told Jenna I'm going to tell on her all this stuff. This is how we got around to using Ozzy.
Miranda
Lambert is The House That Built Me is a song. And that's the one I was going to use. And Jenna's like, I don't like her.
Okay.
Don't use her.
Okay.
Then she wanted me to use Blake Shelton. And I was like, I don't want to use Blake Shelton. If that's
I don't like him.
It's not that I don't like him. No. It's just I didn't think the song was that strong.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'll send you one. So she sent this on the way here. And I'm like, so I told her, I go, perfect.
So Jenna's
credited to helping
Jenna
me figure this out.
Came up with the...
This is not what I originally was going to use.
Ozzy song.
Yes. So Ozzy.
Okay.
Osbourne.
Now I'm following it.
Mama, I'm Coming Home.
I like
which song. I love. Oh, it's one of my favorite Ozzy Osbourne songs. He used to sing this say this to Sharon when he'd be coming home off the road from touring or whatever. He'd say, Mama, I'd call her up and he'd say, Mama, I'm coming home. I've heard him say that in interviews before. So that's where he got the idea of this song. And I love it. I do. So Jenna's like, okay, why don't you use that one? So shout out to Jenna, right? Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by. It seems to be you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in. You drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry. You told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right. I could be wrong. It hurts so bad. It's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The ride before the fall, yeah. But I'm going to take this heart of stone. I've just got to have it all. I've seen your face 100 times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine. Yeah, because mama, I'm coming home. You took me in. You drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized. Lost and found, turned around by the fire in your eyes. I've seen your face 1,000 times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine. Yeah, because mama, Mom, I'm coming home. So I'm coming home, coming home, I'm coming home. So I love that song.
Coming home.
Did you know I'm coming home? Yeah. But it's a return back to the place where, I always say that home is where my kids, my wife and kids are, wherever I feel comfortable, where you can lay your head down, get some rest, recharge your battery. But it is, there's a comfort in coming home. So not to the demon house.
Don't go to the Gary Demon house if you're wanting to come home.
Right? See, I like the Miranda, the house that built me, because I love those lyrics, and I think those hit home too about, you'd like it. I'll use it someday. Country. I'll use it someday. I'll pretend like I didn't hear that. No, I'm not a human. I have to be in the mood country. For it. It's good though. You'd like it. I'll use it someday. But
don't tell me I'd like it. No.
Don't tell me what I'm
now. I'm
like.
Sending it to you. But anyway, we love a Samazi though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You saw what my post was when after dinner my daughter she's like me. She just the queen of random stuff. Like it, all of a sudden she'll say something. It's like where did that come from? Right. She's like, Dad, I like that Ozzy. What was it? The song?
No More Tears.
Yeah, she goes, I like the song No More Tears by Ozzy Osbourne. I go,
that whole album is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I was like, she's like, No More
Tears. Hand in the Bush.
Yeah, the bass line in that is awesome. I love playing that.
I go, we've done right. We've done well.
Instrumentals.
From a tear to mine. I was like, Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, I was like, this is great.
Guitar solos. There's everything in that song. She's right. It's a good song.
I was so proud.
Did you see the reactions of people are like,
I actually wanted to go, wait a minute. What do you want?
Are you possessed?
How much is this
going
to cost?
Right. That's fine.
I was very proud of her. So, very good choice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you to Jenna.
Yeah. Excellent.
I was just excited that she wanted to have a participation in the show. That's all I was excited about.
That's great.
Go, Jenna.
What better to than have Ozzy Osbourne? So come off of that. Let's do the second announcements.
You can always follow us on all our social medias. That's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Feel free to email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Show ideas, how you're doing, merch orders. Always catch our we're still dropping on Tuesdays. Catch our Tuesday Tear videos. We offer sponsorships. We offer sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. Please email us if you're interested. We are on all podcast apps. Hit the subscribe. What do you call it? Smash the subscribe. Some of these.
They'll say that. Smash the subscribe. Don't say subscribe button.
Right.
Yeah.
So, or just hit it. Hit it.
Kick
smash
it. Hit it. Smash it.
Whatever you want to do.
Punch it.
twist it. Bop it.
Bop it. I like it. Bop the subscribe button.
Subscribe.
But whatever you do, give us a 5-star rating review to our show if possible. Please, please, please.
Yes.
And word of mouth means everything. So tell somebody you know. Right. We sell merch, so go get you some. Just do that. We offer segment sponsorships for our episodes as well. Individuals and businesses are both welcome. Please email us for more information on that.
Excellent job. And we do have one segment that still needs to be sponsored.
For our 100th.
For our 100th in 2 more weeks. Yeah,
that's exciting.
And thank you to those who have sponsored. So, and they'll get, of course, their shout outs in 2 weeks. Yes, real quick to bounce back on the word of mouth, please share with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you know, because if you like our show,
inflict
us on
them. Yes.
Right. However you want to word it. Feel free. If you like our show, I know other people will too.
It's a diabolical laugh.
Yeah, word of mouth is the best. We could do a post on our social media, tell one person and that person tells, so please do that. So
that's right.
And people like listening to it. By the numbers.
I guess.
We're getting close to 200K.
I don't even like our show. No, I'm kidding. I like our show. Nate, it is your responsibility to take us out of here.
Oh, man. I think our demon house has been rightfully demolished, so that's a wrap.
Oh.
Nice.
That's true. It's I guess I can't complain.
Eradicated.
It has been demolished and not repossessed, right?
Repoed.
And it's not Balderdash, right?
No, I love that word, Balder. And I love that game. It's a fun game. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that, Nate. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to episode number 98 and our discussion on the Gary Demon House. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.